we're up to Pasuk Lamed. Okay, we're up to Pasuk Lamed, Pasuk Lamed, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Lamed. Shalom Aleichem. Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Lamed. Okay, this is again, remember, these are very difficult psukim. We're vacillating between different ideas, different concepts. Elihu, let's recap where we're up to. Elihu is the speaker, he is the presenter, he's speaking up after the three friends have decided to stand down. Eliphaz, Bildad, Sofar. The thesis, we have to always try to remember that the major thesis of Eliphaz, Bildad, and Sofar is to argue that Eov is a sinner. Eov has done averos, and therefore he deserves to suffer. And Eov should stop should stop denying the fact that he is a Baal Avera, and he deserves to suffer for his sins. And Eov insists throughout his argument with his three friends that he does not deserve to sin. He's a tzaddik, he has not done anything wrong. That point of this debate came to an end. Elihu now stands up, he speaks up, and he's now in his second speech, and there is no response to Elihu. Elihu, he argues many arguments in front of Eov, and Eov does not respond, which seems to indicate that Elihu's arguments are correct and are accepted, are received by Eov. The problem though is, it's very hard to see the difference between Elihu's argument and the argument of the three friends. Seemingly in this perek, he seems to say that, Eov, you are a sinner. You have done averos and you deserve to suffer. Yet, you have to somehow read between the lines. That's not really what he means, what he means to say. Okay, this thing is, I know this is time for a new microphone, but all right, let's see. Pasuk Lamed. So Pasuk Lamed says Mimloch. Pasuk Lamed is really a continuation of Pasuk Chav Tes. Let's read Pasuk Chav Tes again. We're not going to do them first. Let's read the Pasuk again. Who Yashkit Umi Yarshia VeYaster Panim Umi Yishurenu VeYalgoy VeYal Adam Yochad. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, He controls the world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if He wants His Yashkit, according to the Mesudas, this means Hashem, when He chooses, He allows a man, a human being, to have tranquility. For who means He gives the command, Yashkit, that an individual or a nation, Yashkit's going to go back on the end of the pasuk, Al Goy, upon a nation, or Al Adam, or on an individual. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the command that a person should live in a state of tranquility. And if that's Hashem's decision, Umi Yarshia. There is no human being in this world, no nation, no being in this world that has the power to disagree with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yarshia literally means to declare evil. But in this context, it means to argue, to object. In this context, it means to object to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision that so-and-so should have a life of tranquility. Whether the person is a tzaddik or a rasha, it's Hashem's decision and no one can object. And vice versa, the aster panim, there are times in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to hide himself. In this context, it means that Hashem decides that a person or a nation should suffer. Again, the word Yaster Panim goes on the end of the pasuk. Normally, we're so used to reading the pasuk where we go back to the beginning of the pasuk, but in this pasuk it goes ahead. Hashem will hide His face concerning a nation or concerning an individual and allow that person to suffer, or that nation to suffer. Umi Yishurenu. Here the word Yishurenu literally means to look, to gaze, but in this context it means the same thing as we said by Yarshia. Who will object? Who can object to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell Hashem, you're wrong, don't let this person suffer, don't let him suffer. And this Yal Goy Yal Odom Yochad. Now Pasuk Lamed continues. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power, Mimaloch Odom Chonef. Hashem has the power from preventing an Adam Chonef, a tyrant. A Chonef is really a flatterer, a person who lives in a make-believe world. He values things which truly have no value. And he is Mimokshe'om, a person that causes the nation to stumble. At times, Hashem allows such a person to rule. Hashem allows such a person to have authority in the world. And Hashem, He hides Himself. So according to some Mefarshim, the word Mimloch goes back on the previous pasuk on the word Yaster Panim. Hashem hides His face from the fact Mimeloch Adam Chanef Mimokshe Adam, that in this world there is a king who is ruling, who is not fit for the job. His conduct, his approach to Malchus is corrupt. Hashem hides himself. He allows such a person from ruling. He allows him to continue ruling even though many people under his authority suffer. That's Hashem's decision. Why?
Is that a form of punishment?
Well, it's not clear. I don't know the answer.
Maybe it could be.
It could be. Because Hashem wants to punish the people for a particular sin.
Or,
it could be.
Like I say, you,
I don't know.
Leadership,
but the base, it could be, yeah, Nechanami. But the idea here is Hashem, the thesis of Eliyahu in these psukim is Hashem is in control. And therefore, it's not meant for you to understand everything he does. So if you suffer, you have to understand you're not the boss. What he seems to be saying is, if you think you're in control, and if you're in control, the definition of control is you understand why things happen. This is a consequence of this, and these are the ramifications of this, and so on and so forth. If you have to understand, you're here for the ride. You're not in charge. You're not in control. You have no right to speak up and to argue, to challenge Hashem's derech. Pasuk lamed the mitzudas mimeloch. Who hanesir mimelucha? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I told you the word mimeloch goes back on the yaster part. Other mitzudas seems to say now. The mitzudas seems to say is it's an independent statement. And here it seems to that Hakadosh Baruch Hu just the opposite. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants, he decides, he removes from office. Mimeloch. Hakadosh Baruch Hu prevents from further rulership. Hashem removes. It would then be similar to Pasuk Lamed to what we said in the beginning of the parak, where in the middle of the night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides it's time for a regime change. Now we're back to Pasuk Chaf. Rega Yamusu. In one moment, they all die. Who's they die? Well, in the Mitzvah, very similarly, the Tzaddik and the Rasha. The generous person and the poor person. V'chatzos loyla yigo'ashu om v'yavoru v'yosiru abir lo v'yot. In the middle of the night, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can decide that it's time for a change of Malchus. Paro, v'hi b'chatzos salayla. Or Balshetzar. Balshetzar was killed in the middle of the night. Or Sancheriv. Sancheriv died, or Sancheriv's army was destroyed in the middle of the night. All of the everything in the piyut of Vahiba Chatzia Laila on the night of Pesach, that piyut all describes all the major shifts in world power that took place in the middle of the night. So stimuli, that's what he's saying over here. You do not understand either. Let's when he wants, things can happen in a moment's notice. Vahiba Chatzia Halaila. At that point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide Mimeloch. Here, the Mitzvah says Mimeloch means no longer. No longer will there be authority, Adam Chanef, a man who is a tyrant, a flatterer, Mimok Sham, who causes the people to stumble. Okay, one more time, the Pasuk, the Mitzvah says Mimeloch, who Hamesa Mimelucha, Hashem removes from a position of authority, Adam Chanef, a person who is a flatterer, a person who has a perverted rules of priority of things that are important. Mibli hayos, so that he can no longer be mok she'ab. You can no longer be a person that causes the people to stumble. Ratzalaymar leman lo yavi mok she'malam. Hashem will remove this person so that people will no longer stumble. So I told you it was from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab seems to say that the Mimeloch is a continuation of the Yaster Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face and he allows. He hides his face from the fact that there is an evil person that is ruling this world. He allows people to suffer under the authority of a corrupt ruler. The Mitzudah says very different than Rav Schwab. He says just the opposite. It's an independent statement. It comes a point in time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides enough is enough, and we're going to remove from office this corrupt leader. Rashi, Pasuk Lamed, Pasuk Mimeloch Adam Chanef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ceases to allow a corrupt king to rule. And you see Rashi adds the word in the parentheses, Vayishkot. Vayishkot goes back on Pasuk of Tess, Yashkit. Now Yashkit means, you see, Rashi, the after getting everything is Lashitas. Rashi did not learn like the Mitzudas. When we learned the Mitzudas, we translate the Yashkit to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the command that a person should be live in a state of peace and tranquility. That was the Mitzudas. Rashi, if we remember yesterday, said the word Yashkit goes back on Pasuk Chavches. So all these Pesukim are tied together. Pasuk Chavches means HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the tyrant. He brings upon the tyrant the punishment for the tzakas tal, the tzakas saniyim, and then the poor people have quiet, yashkit. Likewise, now in Pasuk Lamed, it's also a continuation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes the righteous to have peace by silencing, he caused the poor to have peace by removing from office the Rasha. Nimoloch Adam Chanif Bimok She'am Al Dalim Shemolach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes an Adam Chanif who causes the people to stumble. He removes these people from torturing and from abusing the poor people, al dalim shemalach, upon the poor people which he has ruled, mimokshei om, from stumbling, avon, from sin. A corrupt ruler causes people to stumble. Rashi says not just to become poor and is a poor leader as far as the economy and as far as the needs of the people, but a poor leader allows people to sin, mimokshei om, avon, ula. Eloka kaze ule. What's that word over there? What's that next word? I can't. Wait, the next line, the first line, Rashi.
Yeah.
Mimokshe avon.
Yeah.
There. Read the word. Concerning Hashem. Concerning is he's coming to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Concerning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not proper to say Belial V'Rasha. Rashi is tying all these to come back what we said before. How dare you say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is corrupt? You're saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you would not have the chutzpah to say about a king, about a melech, boss of them, he's corrupt. How dare you say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is corrupt? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants, he removes corruption. Corrupt kings, and therefore you have no right to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is Belial V'Rasha, as we said in the previous psukim, that expression. Ki pasuk lamed aleph ki elkel he omar nosasi lo echbok. Now this really begins a new theme. Eliyahu is giving Musar to Eliyahu and telling him what you should do is you should confess your sins. Now it doesn't necessarily mean sins, because we have to remember that Eliyahu always told Eliyahu that I agree with you, you're not a sinner. But, okay, I don't know how to answer that contradiction. He does seem here to say, you have to acknowledge that there's room for improvement. Maybe that's what it means. Even though maybe you're not an actual sinner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing upon you Yisurim because He wants you to improve further. And you have to acknowledge that. You have to stop saying that I've done nothing wrong and there's absolutely no purpose in this Yisurim, this suffering. That is incorrect. There is a purpose and you have to live up to it. And you have to acknowledge key that El Kel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He Omar, you have to speak up and say. I know it's an unusual expression, the grammar here is very difficult. He Omar, but in this context, you have to say, Nosasi, I am willing to bear the suffering. Because the suffering that I bear is for a good purpose. Lo Echbol, I will no longer act in a corrupt way. In other words, I'm no longer going to complain that I'm suffering for something that I have not done, or maybe I have found some action, some deed that is not correct. I confess, and I accept upon myself to stop behaving in a bad way.
Easy for him to say.
It's easy for Eliyahu to say in Echanami. That's right. Okay, in Echanami. Yeah?
It could just mean that he said suffer in silence. That's
right. Suffer. Okay, it could be. Okay, let's see the Mesudas, how he translates this. There's a lot of Perushim. It's very, very difficult. Key, what should you do? I'm giving you advice. Eliyahu now is giving advice. El Kel, Tu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He Omar, Ratzalaymar, Al kinira shemasav badin. Since bedin, since we know, I've proven to you in the last number of psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 100% righteous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows exactly what he's doing. Nochon hulomar. It's proper for you to say yoiv el hakel, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's a rasha and he is a belial. It would be in your best interest to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hine esa the espol hanichayv. I'm willing to bear, to tolerate the pain. I'm not going to behave in a corrupt way anymore. I'm going to stop complaining, and if indeed there is something which I am not doing that is pleasing in your eyes, I will stop.
He wanted an explanation. What did I do? He didn't say it. Well, it's
not clear, at least so far. Seemingly what he's saying, the thesis of Eliyahu is, you don't have to understand. You don't have to understand. Just acknowledge there's a purpose, and that's it. Acknowledge the purpose, and you're not in control. Until now, Eliyahu always came with this assumption, I am entitled to understand what's going on. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me, built into my existence in this world is the right, the entitlement to understand. I have to understand. If I don't understand, then it's not fair. Eliyahu is basically saying you don't have to understand. All you have to know is Hashem is just. Everything he does is with the cheshbon. And part of being a human being is you're limited. You don't always understand. You don't always see the big picture. And therefore, tolerate the suffering, realize it's for your benefit, and stop complaining. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Ki elkel he'omar le he'omar elov. What you should say to Hashem, it will be proper. Nochon v'roy me'es kol sev le'yisurim. It is proper and fitting on behalf of all people, for all people who suffer, le'he'omar, to say, to make the following declaration. Nososi u'mikabel v'soivel ani mishpatecha. Three words. Okay, every single person in this world should come to the town square and raise their hand and pledge, say the following words: I bear, I accept, and I tolerate. Three powerful words. Nasasi umikabel v'savel. Even though in this pasuk it only said one word, it only said the word nasasi, Rashi is adding two more words. Why? I don't know. Ani mishpatecha. All of your laws, all of your what?
Your judgments.
V'loy echbol ba'atzmi. I will no longer damage myself. Now that means I'm not gonna harm myself by complaining, I guess. I'm not gonna give up.
Self-destructive.
I'm not gonna engage in self-destructive behavior. V'od tzarech hanidon. What else? What else should this nidon? Should this victim? I don't call him a victim. But what else should the subject? Should the subject say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Pasek lamed beis. He should also say, Bil adei echezer. Now this is an amazing pasuk. It's an amazing thing what Eliyahu is telling. Hashem, besides, Bil adei means besides what I understand, echezer, ato hoireini, I want you to teach me more. Now, well, let's just read the whole pasuk. Im ovel poalti, and I have to also make the declaration, if I have committed a crime. Poalti means I have done. Okay, that's the classic word in grammar. Pu'ula. Poalti. If I have done an ovel, a sin, lo osif, I will no longer continue. Now what exactly is coming to end in this pasuk? Let's see the mitzvah. He explains very well. Yeah, but it's even this very powerful vidah. Let's see pasuk lamed beis. The mitzvah start it. Bil adei, besides, besides what I understand, umilvad ma she'ere ani bi'atzmi, besides what I can myself see and discern, lahaskil bidvarecha. In other words, every person when he suffers, he's making a statement, if he studies himself hard enough, he analyzes, he does a psychoanalysis, he will discover sin. He will discover justification for his suffering. But guess what? There are things that you don't even know about. There are sins that you've committed that you don't know. And you need to pray to Hashem that He should reveal to you the hidden sins. Lamdeini ata, teach me, es hamaseh asher eseh, teach me what I should do. Teach me what I should do besides what I know to do. Teach me more things that I should do in order to do tshuva. The impa'alti, then he goes to the end of the pasuk. The impa'alti oven, if I have done a sin mecheshen ha'idia due to my lack of knowledge, done by accident, lo oisiv olasos kazos, I pledge I will no longer continue in this evil way. Kasher tilamdeini, according to what you teach me, I beg of you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to provide me guidance. L'das derech zo elich, to teach me which path I shall go. Ucha oimer, what does it mean to say? What's the message of the word? It means to go say hinei derech hanochon loimar. It's proper. Eliyahu is telling Iyov, it's the proper thing to declare to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, came to make these statements in these two psukim, v'loy l'hachzik li'atzmo l'tzadik, and not to be like you, not to behave in your fashion to claim that you're a righteous person, u'leboid b'yisurim, and to kick and to reject the suffering that you're undergoing. So he's telling him over here, these two psukim is the statement you should make. Rashi continues, Pasuk Lamed Beis, read back the last four words in the previous Rashi, v'od sarach hanida loymar, the subject should also make the following declaration, biladei echazeh, besides the concepts that I see, I understand, levad ma shani yodea, liros lohavid b'derech, besides what I know, and I see, and I understand, again, three words, yodea, liros ulohavin bidvarecha, I beg of you, Hashem, to give me siyat deshmaya, ata you, Hashem, hoireini, teach me more. Teach me more defects that I have in my behavior, in my persona, the imoven pa'alti, and if indeed I have committed sins, lo osef, I confess and I pledge I will not continue. So you're asking, Kadosh Baruch Hu is like, no, you're asking for punishment. That's really what you're doing. You're asking for more punishment. Okay, let's now.
The way the psukim runs, it doesn't really say, teach me what I did wrong. Teach me what I should do.
Okay. All right. Teach me what I should do to go further. That's how the Tzuvos learns. You're right. Okay. Rashi doesn't say that.
You know what you did wrong.
You know what Rashi says,
even if you didn't know.
Okay. Rashi is more vague.
That's the problem.
What's
the corrective
act? Okay, more. You want to learn. Okay, so he's asking for more knowledge, more insight. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Now, Elihu gives some general Musa. Okay, he gives this. The Musa that he gives here in Pasuk Lamed Gimel is very similar to the Musa that the three friends gave Iyov. And they're just saying to him, who do you think you are, Iyov? Are you the first person that came into this world? You think you know it all? Who do you think you are to go and make such judgment against the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Hamei imcha yishalmena. Is it within you? Is there perfection? Yishalmena means there completion. What?
Shlemus.
Are you the most complete person and you know everything and you be able to make these declarations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is corrupt? Ki mo'asta, that you're 100% certain that you're right and you reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conduct of the world. Ki ato sivchar, that you choose, sivchar here means you choose to follow this ideology, and you choose to make your presentation. There are many presentations, there are many speeches you could have made to the world, to your friends. You think you're perfect, you're a sholem, that you choose to argue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is corrupt and you suffer for no reason. V'loy ani, I'm not an equal to you. Guess what, Eliyahu? I'm just as smart as you. You're not the only one that came into this world. Umayodata daber. Whatever you know, speak now. Only what you know you have a right to speak. There are other people in the world that are smart. You have to go slow. Let's take a look exactly how the Mitzvah translates this very difficult pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Ha me imcha. V'chi me imcha levadcha. Is only from within your brilliant mind, only from within you. Yushlam, is it perfect? Is it 100% accurate? Hachakira, the ability to analyze and to be choker, to analyze levatra yushlam hachakira bedvar hanhogas mishpat Hashem. You're the only one that has the ability to analyze Hashem's conduct. V'chi atu levatra tachria. Are you the one that's going to issue the final decision? You're the one that's going to stand in front of the entire world and tell the world the final decision of Hashem. Hashem is on trial. You're putting God on trial, and you're going to issue the final verdict if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is corrupt or he's just. Kima asta imri hazlus, because you have rejected the words of your friends or the words of others. So according to the Mitzudos, every single word of this pasuk is subject to interpretation. According to the Mitzudos, the word ma'asta means you have rejected. What have you rejected? If not for the Mitzudos, you would probably say you have rejected Hashem. You have rejected Hashem's Sanhaga. No. The Mitzudos says you have rejected the words, the arguments of others, right, of your friends. Imrei hazulos, v'chof al od devaro. Now they're just poetic repetition. And he's devaro, v'omar, v'chi'ata tivchar amitas hadavar. Are you the one that's going to decide to choose the truth?
The final verdict.
V'loy ani? And I don't get a fair chance? I could also get up. I also have a block. You have a block? I have a block. We're all the same. We're all in the same with this. V'loy ani? Halagam li leivav kimocha. I also have a heart just like you. Uma yodata min hahekesh v'havikuach davar. Whatever you know from Hahekesh Ravi Kuach Daber. I'm sorry, Hekesh Daber. Whatever you have to present from Hakesh means, I guess it means to comparing.
Comparison.
It means investigation, analysis. Hekesh means when you analyze something, you compare one thing to the other. So it's just another word, it seems another word for analysis. And the Havikuach, and debate. Any argument you have that relates to this debate, this Daber, speak up. Speak up, put online, and just make sure the comments section is open so I can respond. Vinosimo leiv, I will pay close attention. Livchon hakenim hema, to analyze if your words are correct. In other words, you can't just have a sealed verdict. You have to present in writing your argument. When you present in your argument in writing, then people have the ability to dissect it. It's a famous word from the Rambam. The Rambam, sometimes when he has a halacha, I remember seeing this a number of times, when the Rambam presents a chiddush lahalacha. So sometimes the Rambam will give 10 reasons. Says, I have a chiddush, I want to tell you the halacha, this is a shaila, and this is the halacha. This is what I'm paskening. I have 10 reasons. And the Rambam will enumerate 10 different svaras why the halacha is correct. And you can bet, if the Rambam is going to give 10 reasons, you'll find 10 rishonim which disagree with the Rambam, certainly the Ravid, and will take each one of the reasons and dissect it and say, this is wrong, and that's wrong, and that's wrong. And sometimes the Rambam says, yearly, it appears to me this is correct. And the Rambam does not give any reasonings. So I remember when I was in high school, the Rebbe asked us, when the Rambam tells you halach and he says yearly versus the halach where the Rambam gives 10 reasons, what is a better halach? What is a stronger halach? L'chor, you would say that when the Rambam gives you 10 reasons, he backs it up. Nope, he backs up with 10 reasons. But when the Rambam only says yearly, so you say like this, and I'll say like this. Right, so you would say that when the Rambam gives you 10 reasons, the 10 reasons are stronger. It's not the pshat. When the Rambam says yearly means, it means the whole Torah is a raya to this yisod. When he says yearly means everything that I know, every bit of information, every piece of knowledge that I have in my mind contributes to the belief that the following is correct. When the Rambam gives you 10 reasons, if the Rambam has to give you 10 reasons, he's acknowledging that he has a struggle, that his entire life experience and accumulation of knowledge does not necessarily is willing to follow a certain decision. He has to go and overcome his inclination to decide one way by providing 10 reasons why the halacha should be so in this case. But when the Rambam says yearly, it's not like he's giving you one reason. He's giving you an infinite number of reasons. Everything that he has. So here what he seems to be saying is exactly this point. Over here, Eov is giving a final verdict. He's saying, I'm putting Hashem on trial, and Hashem is guilty. That's ridiculous. That's not fair. You want to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guilty? Tell us your reasons. We know that it's not because this is your true belief. It's because you've analyzed the situation and you've come to the conclusion. Give us the 10 reasons. If you'll present the 10 reasons, we'll be able to dissect each one of those reasons and show that it's not then it's not true. Okay, so this is the translation of the pasuk. We'll show you the pasuk one more time according to them. So this hameimcha yishalmena, is it within you the perfection of analysis? There's no one in the world that's perfect like you to analyze the situation. Ki mo'asta, that you have the chutzpah to tell everyone, go home, get lost. I'll decide this matter on my own. I'll make the final decision. And anyone else who wants to argue, I'm going to shut down. I'm the guardian. I'm going to shut down everyone's blog because I'm going to render my decision all alone. How dare you? Then he repeats himself. Ki ata tivchar. Only you're going to decide this matter. You're going to choose the truth. Who's right, who's wrong? V'loy ani. You're not going to give me, Elihu, a chance at also giving, also analyzing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. If you have something to say, say it. If you have a reason, why you believe a Kadosh Baruch Hu is corrupt, speak up. Present the reason clearly, and that will give us a chance to argue, to rebuttal, to respond to your arguments. That's seemingly the way the Mitzvah translates this very difficult pasuk. Pasuk Lamed Gimel in Rashi. Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, also a very difficult parish. Ha me'imcha yishalmenu kibel asta. Kach omar Elihu. Le'yoif. The following is the statement. Ha me'imcha hoyo lo lakadosh baruch hu li'imolech. It means, together with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a whole different interpretation. Are you arguing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he renders any decision that affects the world, he should consult with you? Who do you think you are? HaMe'imcha, together with you, HaYololi HaKadosh Baruch Hu LiHimolech, to take counsel, to discuss, BePiroyon Tashlumim Mimcha, before he punishes you. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring upon you suffering, he should ask you, Eif, I want to punish you, I want you to suffer, but I want to hear what you have to say. Who do you think you are? Ki ma'asta loymar.
So Rashi's learning, Yishalmena is a
lotion
of tashlumim.
A payment, it means punishment. I'm sorry, correct, good. Thank you for helping me. Yishalmena, that Yishalmena means, not like the Mitzvah, that you're a perfect mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish you, will be mishalim you for your evil deeds. It has to come, hameimcha, come together with you, with your consultation. Ki ma'asta, okay, the next words in Rashi, ki ma'asta, lemar. Because we now Rashi is going to go back to the beginning of the Sefer and extract, give a sound bites, quotations from Rashi, what he said before. Ki mo'asta, lemar saying, mo'asti lo lo'olam echya. This is a quotation of his own words. Mo'asti, I have rejected Hashem. Lo lo'olam achaya, I will not live forever. This was a quotation of Eiv and Perek Gimel where he said, I reject Hashem's Hanhaga and I will not live lo l'olam echya, I will not live forever. I realize I'm going to die due to my suffering. Another pasuk he quotes is, Yater yado v'yavtse'eni. Hashem, may you open up your hand and crush me. He was pleading with Hashem to die. And that pasuk he was pleading that I cannot take the suffering. I'm living l'malo miderech hateva. As we learned many times, Hashem told the malach, the satan, you can torture him, but make sure you keep him alive. He was kept alive l'malo miderech hateva. He endured suffering that an average person would not be able to endure. Yater yado, open up your hand, Hashem, lay it all down upon me to the point where the Yavtzeini, you'll crush me and I will die, I'll be released. Now Rashi explains, Sover ata, sheyigva mimcha lefi datcha. Those two psukim that Rashi quotes were an indication where are statements where he's saying, if you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only punish you according to what you can tolerate, according to what you could understand. Sheyigva mimcha lefi datcha uritzoncha, according to your knowledge and your will. V'ata tivcha hatashlumin, and you will decide what is fitting, what punishment. V'lo ani. Now here's an amazing statement, and this goes back to what we learned when Elias started, according to even the Masuda says this, and not me. Ani here really, v'lo ani really refers to Hashem. Right? Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It means Hashem. Not like the Mitzudos that said Ani means I'm also a person, Elihu, who has an ability to argue and to present arguments. Here he's referring to Hashem. Now why does Elihu call himself Hashem, because Elihu, as we learned in the beginning of this parak and in the beginning of last parak, is acting as Hashem's representative, and not. But he really gzunta. But he really here refers to Hashem and not me. And the reason why it says ani is because b'makom kodesh baruch hu diber Eliyo bitmiya. So this is the very unique translation of Rashi. Let's read the pasuk again according to Rashi in its entirety. Hamei imcha. Only together with your consultation, Yishalmena. Do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish you and bring upon you suffering? Only after he speaks to you and he consults with you and you tell him, okay Hashem, you can give me punishment, like they always ask the doctor, is your pain? Is it a level of 1 to 10? Tell me how much pain you have. On a level of 1 to 10. 11. Right? How much pain medicine do you need? So you're going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't let the pain level rise above a 4. How dare you? Kima Asta, that this, according to Rashi, is a quotation. Because you indeed have rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior back in Perigimel. Ki Ata Tivchar, are you the one that's going to choose the form, the method of pain, and the degree of pain? V'loi Oni, and not I, Hashem? I have to listen to you. You're in control. Umay yodata daber. Rashi does not really explain that part of the pasuk, but seemingly he's saying whatever you have to say, speak up and let us argue. Let us argue the point. Give us an opportunity to argue with you. Okay, so this is a very different approach than the mitzudas pasuk lamedal. This is really a continuation. He says, "Anshe levav yomruli v'gever chacham shameali." Eliyahu is saying that, guess what, Yoiv? You're not the only wise man in the world. I'm learning now according to the mitzudas. I, Elihu, am also a wise man. And guess what? I'm not the only wise man. Together with me, I represent a group, an exclusive club of brilliant people. All the Nobel Prize winners. They're all with me in my club. What?
Mensa.
What's that? Yeah, what's that? I'm not familiar with that club.
Mensa.
Is anyone here a member?
IQ.
Anyone here a member? Is there anyone here a member? Any secret member here? Okay. Anshe. Let's see. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Anshe Levav. Okay, let's see. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Anshe Levav. Hein Yodati. I'm aware. She Anshe Levav Yomruli. I'm aware that people of a discerning heart will speak up, will say the same thing to me. Now, what does that mean? This is a very vague expression. So the Mitzvah acknowledges, and he says, Ratzel Leimar, Yoidu Limamorai. Okay, so what he's saying over here is they will admit, go around the world and collect all of the wise people, people that have a heart of chachma, heart of wisdom. They will admit to me, v'chol givar chacham yeshameh lidvari. They will listen to my words, umehem lo yasur, and they will not depart from my words. In other words, Eov, you're outnumbered. You are outnumbered. You claim Hashem is corrupt. I'm telling you Hashem is not corrupt. And it's not going to just be one, my word versus your word. I have on my side a large collection of individuals who also agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is righteous. So guess what, if you're outnumbered, stand down and be quiet. This is how Anshe Levav Yomuli, so you have to go back to the Paz again, says, there are people, Anshe is plural, Levav, who are wise, Yomuli, they will say to me, according to the Mitzvahs, that I am right. They will say to me, what will they say to me according to the Mitzvahs? They will say to me that I am right. If we have a debate, me and you, just one-on-one, you say Hashem is corrupt. I express the idea Hashem is just. And now take all the wise men in the world. They will speak up on my behalf and they will admit to me that I'm right. The Gever Chacham, and here it's Loshon Yochid. Okay, over here we're describing mankind. Mankind, a Gever, a man that is a wise man, Shmeli, will listen to me, will acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, they will admit to me, they'll take my side that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. Let's see Pasuk Lamdal and Rashi. Rashi, Lamdal, Anshe Levav Yarmuliki, Eiv Lo Bedas Yidaber. Everyone will acknowledge that I'm correct, same idea as the Mitzvah, that Eiv is saying things that are, it's Rashi is leading into the next pasuk. They all admit, yeah, according to Rashi, this pasuk Lamed Aleph is to be connected to the next pasuk, which says that this is a very important pasuk. We've quoted this pasuk, maybe not word for word, but Chazal very much used, this pasuk is essential for the study of Eiv. Eiv loy vidas yidaber udvarov lo vihaskel. Eiv, all the arguments he has made in the number prokim until now are said without das, and his words do not have, they're not done with seichel, with correct understanding. And Chazal indeed say he is not held responsible. Ein adam nitvas b'shas tzaro. When a person is in a state of suffering, he's not held accountable for his harsh words. And it comes from this pasuk. It's a very powerful pasuk. Eiv loy vidas yidaber udvarav lo vehaskel. According to the Mesudos, it's an independent pasuk. According to Rashi, it has much more flavor. Because according to Rashi, it's not an independent pasuk. It's to be read together with the previous pasuk. This is not just what Elihu says. Elihu says the whole world will come forward to make this statement that Eiv is not accountable for his words of apikorsis because he is in a state of tsar. What he says is not said with das and not said with a state of haskel. It's a very big limud schus on people. When a person is going through a difficult time in life and he makes mistakes, he has a line of defense. Eiv perek lamed aleph pasuk lamed hey. Lamadal, we gotta remember, is 34-34. If 34-34-35 is the line of defense, you're not held responsible at a time of distress. That's a what? He was quiet. He was able to be quiet. Very good. Aaron was able to even overcome that. Pasuk Lamadal, Lamadhin in Rash, in the Mitzudas. Eiv, Avl, Eiv levidas yidaber. Rotzulaymar, Mikosha Mikhaev, due to the intense suffering, Ein Daitoy Shalema. It has had an effect on his mind. And therefore his words are said without logic. And if not for the fact that Eiv, his mind is not 100%, so Eliyahu is saying that just like all of my friends acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are correct, Hatsur Tamim Polo Kichol Derachav Mishpat, Eiv would also acknowledge, would also say the same thing. It's only because Eiv is not 100%, his mind has been affected by the harsh Yisurim.
The first defense of Eiv.
Insanity.
Temporary insanity.
Insanity, yeah.
Usually go over.
In the whole Eiv, the first time I heard anybody defend him.
The United States said almost.
This was a good defense.
Eiv Levidas.
A good attorney for that
stuff. Insanity. Okay, no, but it's not insanity. You have to understand, it's not insanity. There's a difference between insanity and tsar. And tsar yisur. There's a difference, obviously.
Tsar affects your mind.
It affects your mind, but doesn't a person... A person is still... There are certain standards in this world where you're expected to control yourself. You can't go kill someone for just because he stole your parking spot.
He cut you off.
He cut you off. You have to, there are certain norms, right? There are certain norms. On the other hand, a person is actually being tortured, you know, you can't, a person is tortured. Look, people came, we hear all in the news, over and over, people come back from Afghanistan, from Iraq.
The trauma,
and you know, it's, I saw online an interview with a soldier, he can't drive. Because he drove a Jeep, he drove a Humvee in Iraq or Afghanistan, and he drove for a couple of months, and every moment the pachat, that there will be some type of explosion, or the landmine blow up, and when he comes back to New York, he comes back to somewhere in the United States, he drives his car.
Expecting a landmine.
Yeah. And he can't, he really, he cannot. Yeah. So it's not so simple. Trauma is not so simple. Okay, the mind is very delicate. We live in a mind, I once heard from a mashkiach of Yeshua saying that the mind, he doesn't believe that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person to deal with society in this generation. 21st century, where there's so much going on, there's so much information that's coming in front of you every single moment. You go online, you have the whole world in front of you. You're so overwhelmed, you're shell-shocked. You're shell-shocked. So how can the mind deal with all of these things that are happening? So in the olden days, you know, what did you know? You lived in a little shtetl, there's no communication. Everything that happened was gradual. Today we're so overwhelmed with what's, it definitely affects us. Okay, let's take a look at a mashkiach. I don't want to get into trouble, but a local mashkiach, I'll tell you the name, you'll know who he is. mashgiach in Brooklyn. I had a conversation. He told me, whatever. Pasuk lamed hey, we did pasuk. Let's take a look over here. Pasuk and Rashi. Rashi. No, there is no Rashi. Okay, pasuk. Now here comes the pasuk lamed vav. Okay, this is another interesting pasuk. Avi. What does it mean avi? So I'll tell you right away. There are two translations. So really, there are three. Either it means my father. Who's my father? It means Hashem. Okay, the Ribbono Shel Olam is called avi avi rechav Yisrael. It means Avinu Shebashamayim, okay, it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu, or Avi means a desire. It means a, the Shorish comes from, V'lo Ova Yivami, my brother-in-law does not want to perform Yibam. V'lo Ova Yivami, Ova the Shorish is Aleph Beis, to desire, to want. So here, let's learn for them from the moment it means to desire. Now he's saying over here something that is shocking. Elihu's pasuk here is off the charts. Okay, because on the one hand, I want to give you hakdam. On one hand, finally, we've met a person that has empathy. The three friends, the major criticism of the three friends is their lack of empathy. They started off good. They started off sitting there and listening to Eve complain. But then they turned sour. And the more the Eve complained, the worse they got. The more explicit, the more argumentative, and the greater the confrontation intensified with Eve. Finally, we come to a person, Elihu, that's kind, compassionate, you've done nothing wrong, and he even calls him by his name multiple times, which Chazal learned into that. When you speak to someone, you call them by their name, it's an expression of endearment. But now he says something shocking. He says, I hope you never recover. I hope your suffering goes on and on forever until you finally come around. You finally come around and acknowledge that I'm right.
Wow.
And you acknowledge. We have major contradictions in the approach of Elihu versus the three friends. Avi, it is my desire, or Lelala Grashi, Hashem, I beg of you, God. I beg of you, my father, God. Punish this person, destroy him, crush him. Yibochein Iyof ad Netzach. Yibochein means he should be tested. This nisayon of suffering, every time a person, something does not go his way, it's a nisayon. Another word for nisayon is a test. May he be tested, may his mind be challenged with dealing with these horrors forever. Netzach is a very scary word. Okay, forever and ever, there should be no end to his suffering. Al teshuvos, until that is be'anshe oven, so that people who are sinners. In other words, he's saying that so that we have to read it backwards. People who are sinners will also do tshuva. Now, in other words, he's opening up another theme. This comes out in the next pasuk. That Eov, this debate took place in public. And besides the debate taking place in public, Eov himself was a public figure. Everyone knew Eov, he was a world figure, a world famous person. Everyone knew that he suffered, and everyone came and was listening to his analysis of the situation. And he was sending the wrong message to the world. He was bringing about a very great Chil Hashem. The whole world said, if Eov can say that there is no God, or God, assuming there is no God, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is corrupt, he has abandoned this world to the Ma'arechas HaShemayim, he must be right. Eov knows. If there's anyone that knows better, knows, it must be Eov. He was sending the wrong message to the world, and the world was sliding down the wrong path. So he's now, Elihu is saying, Eov, I hope you suffer forever until you finally confess your sins, because if you will confess your sins, that will bring about a great Shuvah movement in the entire world. And on the other hand, if you don't confess your sins, you will be responsible for a great act of rebellion in this world by man against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, you have no choice but to man up, to live up to your responsibility and do tshuva, to confess or to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is righteous, and there is a reason and a purpose for his suffering. What the purpose is? That's not necessarily to be understood, but he has to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just. Let's see, look at the mitzvot. A very difficult pasuk lamed vav. Avi, hinei, behold, cheftzi, it is my fervent desire. Sha'ad Olam is an incredible pasuk that forever Yiyev Bochun Biyisum should be tested, or should be tested with suffering. Liros to see Im Yachzam Idvarav, if he'll do tshuva, he'll have charata from his harsh criticism of Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'im Kol Tzakaso Lo Yechdolu Mimenu, and it's my fervent desire that his cries should not cease. He should continue to cry in pain, Ad Asher Yoshuv LaHashem, until he does confesses, he does tshuva. Now here's the second half of the pasuk, which explains the first half of the pasuk. It's hard to translate literally. Al tishuvos. Al means ba'avur, so that. Who is the teshuva? Is it for Eiv or is it for mankind? Ba'avur sheyimsu teshuvos, there shall be answers, there shall be repentance, ba'anshe avon, concerning evildoers in this world, bira'osam, when they witness, shalaholchu mimenu ha'yisurim, kiim b'teshuva. When they see, when Eiv will do tshuva, when Eiv himself will confess, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away his suffering, that will be an example for the entire world. It will serve it as an inspiration for them also to do tshuva, to repent, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and confess their own sins. They will say, just like Eiv was suffering, and when he confessed, he acknowledged HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just, as suffering went away. Likewise, we have to also confess, we have also to do tshuva, and then things will change for us. Now let's look at the Rashi is a longer, hard Rashi. Avi Yivchan. So first Rashi says, Avi Atah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi right away differs then in the Metzudos. And he says, Avi means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Av L'chol, he's a father for all. Hashem is a printer here, therefore Eliyahu is praying. He's praying to Hashem. Avinu Malkeinu. Right? Chotonu L'fanech. So he's now saying Hashem. Halevai. If only Yivchan Eiv ad Netzach, I beg of you, Hashem, I pray to you, Eiv should suffer forever. Leman tia teshuva la'anshe ovon. There shall be repentance. Same idea as the Mitzudos. There shall be repentance for the evil doers of the world, because the afl of the Adam diber kasa. Now, what does that mean? What does this mean? So, first of all, he's saying this. Now, he's not only speaking to Eiv. According to Rashi, this also about kasha that all people who sin in this world should suffer forever. Kamo, the afl ibn Adam diber hakasuf kamo kain avi davar gadol. The word avi also refers, Rashi acknowledged, the word avi also can be used as a reference to man. Sometimes we have avi davar. We have to look up that. I didn't look up that pasuk. I apologize. I didn't look up the pasuk. Avi davar gadol. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Dabarach, let's see the premises. Avi kamo v'sofer huavio na. Loshon rotzon, like what Rashi says. That it will be undone, the will. V'sofer means it will be annulled, the will, huavio na, loshon rotzon. Kein chibra menachem, v'chein pesrona. What does it mean over here? Avi, yivkon iof, anetzach ritzoini. It is my desire. Umei oi. Umei means like it's my request, my passionate desire. Sheyivchon Eiv ad Netzach, he should suffer forever. Svar Ma'achem Enoi and others from this second parish does not appear. That's really the parish of the Mitzudos David. The parish of Rashi is Avi. It's a request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I beg of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should suffer forever until he repents. Because when he will repent, mankind will learn from Eiv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of this world. Okay, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, in this Pasuk he elaborates. What's the problem here? Ki Yosef al chatosei pesha, beinenu among us, yispoke, he has received his punishment, the yerev, yispoke, he has done more than enough, the yerev amar of lokel, and his words have rebelled very much against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, let's look at the Mitzudos Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Ki Yosef, ki al hachet asher yechte belibo lekachesh b'hashkocha, this that Eiv continues to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkocha protis and to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is adding to his sin. Od Yosef Pesha asher beinenu among us. Now what does it mean beinenu? Here's the key point of the Mitzudos, how this goes into all the psukim. Bepirsum, in public. Beinenu here means among us. Among us means public. Eiv's behavior is dangerous. Eiv is a world leader, a world famous personality. Whatever he does, the whole world talks about and knows about. When Eov continues to give forth words of apikorsis, that there is no hashgacha pratis, the world is listening, and the world is learning, and the world is getting the wrong message. It is beinenu. It is, and this sin is getting worse and worse. He's Yosef al chatosei pesha. A chait is an inadvertent sin. A pesha is a sin that's done b'mezit. It's the slippery slope. First, the Yetzirah gets you to do an avera by accident, and then after you do it a few times, it becomes a mitzvah. You do the avera willingly. Eov has throughout. We're up to Perek Lamed Aleph. Throughout all these prokim, maybe in the beginning, Eov was he accidentally said some critical words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, Eve himself at one point in time said that I know what I'm saying is not right, but you have to understand my mind is not 100% with me. But he kept on doing it more and more and more until it got to the point where Eve himself came to believe that it's true. Now, you can convince yourself of crazy things. The more you do something crazy, you can convince yourself. I know I have this very funny example with my nephews. They have a picture. It just really caught me how you can fool yourself. How dangerous it is to go down the wrong path. In my brother's home, he has this beautiful picture of my grandfather, my great grandfather, and his wife's great grandfather. It's a very interesting picture that 70 years ago, both of our great grandparents were together. They were standing together in a certain place. So someone sent them this picture. It's an amazing picture from 70 years ago. My brother married his wife, so they have this picture very prominently displayed on the wall. The picture is probably about 70 years ago. In the background of the picture are other people. There are other people standing around. So I always used to joke with my nephews and nieces that the person there on the side is me. I said, "Look, such a good-looking guy. Look how thin, sharp." That's it. Who is this? This is Tati's Zaidi. Who is this? This is Mommy's Zaidi. And who is this? They look at me like, it's me. They go, no, can't be you. Can't be you. And then the older one says, he's dead. He's already dead. But I kept on, it became a joke. And this picture is on the wall, right by the door. Well, this went on already a few times. When I was recently there for Shabbos, as I was walking out the door, I looked at the picture, and I said, oh, that's me. I looked at it, and I actually came to believe it. For a half a second, I actually believed it was me. And it was very disturbing. It was very disturbing where it goes to show you can really fool yourself into believing things that are not true. I think someone here told me, I think Rabbi Mayevsky told me, they have studies today where today people, Baruch Hashem, people are living today a lot longer than they ever did. And there is a new phenomenon today where there are older people that are 100 years old, and they tell you stories, and they'll pass every polygraph test in the world. They'll believe it with 100% conviction, and it never happened. And as the mind, the person gets older and older, the mind gets weaker and weaker, and the person can convince himself of things which are totally nonsense. They can fool themselves. Yeah, 100%. It's a new thing because people have never lived to such old age. It became a new phenomenon. You go to testimony, you go to court, you have testimony, you want to have a person 100 years old testify. Can you really trust the person's mind? I remember hearing about a certain gadol, he said, he asked him, he was 100 years old. Okay, he died. I don't want to say, because it's not nice to say, he said this about himself. I don't want to repeat, because I know all the details 100% true, but they asked him a certain shaila, and he said, I'm 100 years old. I don't know if I'm really in my right mind. He said about himself. A certain gadol, I'll tell you privately, he said about himself, I don't know if I'm in my right mind, if I can really pass in the halacha. He says, I'm 100 years old. Am I really in my right mind? Can I really tell you the decision on this matter? I don't know. That's what he said. He already died, this person. But here, I think this is a true. This is an important theme in Pasuk Lamed Zayin. In the beginning of the Sefer, Eov said, started out accepting the Yisurim. Then Eov began to complain. His complaints were light. And then his complaints got worse and worse. Okay, I don't have all the psukim in front of me, but I remember this was the theme that we came across. His complaint got worse and worse. As the complaint got worse and worse, at one point in time he said, I acknowledge what I'm saying is not right, but don't hold me responsible because I'm suffering. And the suffering intensifies more and more. Here, Elihu is saying to him, that's exactly what's happening. You started out as a chait, what it always means, a sin that's done by accident. You're not held responsible. It was beyond your control. You're suffering. But now we're coming to the point where you've really convinced yourself of this nonsense. And now it's a pesha. A pesha is a sin that's done b'mezid. And therefore, and this is getting worse, was because everything that's happening is being recorded. It's beinenu, which the Mitzudas translates to mean that it's done in public. And you're setting a very bad example for all of the listeners in the entire world. And it's a very great Chil Hashem, and you have to cut it out right now. That's how the Mitzudas does. Let's read the Pasuk until the summary. We'll read a few more words, then we'll stop. We'll do the summary, and we'll do the rest next time. But let's read the Pasuk from the Mitzudas. Ki al chet asher yechta b'libo l'kachesh v'ashkacha oid yosef pesha asher b'neinu b'pirsim raf. What does it mean b'neinu? It means in public. Yislonin, you are complaining. De sipuko. When it says here, yis spoke. The Mitzudas is contradicting himself. But in the previous parak, he said yispek means to clap. It means to destroy, to hit. Vayispek eskapov. Here he's translating yispek means de sipuko, off the charts. More than enough. You've exceeded your bounds. You've complained. You've said words of apikorsis more than you should have. The year be'amar of alokel, and your words of rebellion against Kadosh Baruch Hu are too much. The im called ze yelchul lohem hayisurim. And if the Yisurim are going to go away, Yinol Deles Lifnei Anshe Avon, and if the Yisurim are going to go away, if Hashem is going to stop, he's explaining with the back from the previous verse, Hashem is going to take away the Yisurim, and you're going to have the last word, you're going to say that there's no Hashkacha, Hashem is not just, and then the people who are watching, the sinners of the world, they're going to get the wrong message, V'lo Yoshuvu LaHashem, Ki Yomu, they're going to say, Ki Akol Bob Mikra, everything happens by chance. V'chasher bo kinolchu, the same way they came by chance, they left by chance. And that's why Elihu says, I pray to you, Hashem. Why? It's only my desire that the suffering should not go away until you confess, in order to minimize the chil Hashem that has taken place. You've now, in a matzav of pesha, it's more than just chait, you've already gone way past your limits. It's beinenu, it's in public, it's yispike, it is more then sufficient. You've overdone it. Vayarev amadav lokel, your words have rebelled. Strong yar means to rebel. It's a very great rebellion in your words against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a chil Hashem that is beyond imagination, and the only way we can remove at least a part of the damage is by you confessing and you acknowledging that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just and there's a reason for the suffering, and then when the suffering will go away, you will have at least to some degree minimized the Chilul Hashem. Okay, we'll do the Rashi and we'll do the summary next time. We'll stop here.